We are talking today barbecuing, and we're talking about women doing the barbecues. I wanted to say women manning the barbecues, but I feel like that was a whole mixture of different genders. And so, Lisa Faulkner, you are here today to adhere to what? What do you think women should be doing with our barbecues?
Do you know what? I think it's been a man's game for far too long, the barbecue. And it's quite nice just for us women to get involved as well. Barbecuing shouldn't just be about boys. Anyone can do it. And it's a great way of cooking food. And you know what? We all get so excited the minute a bit of sunshine comes out.
Have you had a barbecue yet this year?
I have. I had one last weekend. My lovely friend Drew Baker cooked for me.
I don't know whether it's just particularly my other half, but he's really bad at barbecuing.
And does he think he's good?
Well, I think he likes to think that if he tried, he could be good. But he's quite happy to hand over the barbecuing reins to me. And I quite enjoy it.
Women do a lot of the prep anyway.
Have you got a few favourites that you like to do on a barbecue? A few favourites you're planning for 2016?
Do you know what I have? I've just teamed up with Red Tractor, who are the UK's number one food assurance scheme, and it means that if you see the little Red Tractor logo, you know that anything with that logo has been produced to a really good standard and it's been responsibly sourced. But I've done for them three barbecue recipes that you can go on their website, which is redtractor.org.uk, and I've done three recipes of one is a steak tagliata, which is essentially just a sirloin steak cut into thin strips and put it with a lovely watercress and pea shoot salad and a drizzle of truffle oil.
That's you know a what? Posh barbecuing, isn't it?
Essentially, it's a steak.
Yeah.
And a salad. It looks good. It's one of those things that if you're having a barbecue party, it looks great and people go, ooh. And I've also done chicken chimichurri kebabs, which is just a chimichurri dressing of parsley and coriander and oregano, lemon, garlic, a few chilies, and then marinate the chicken overnight or just in a freezer bag, put it onto skewers and cook it and serve it with lovely flatbreads or pita bread. I also did some paneer kebabs, some Indian cheese paneer, marinated in tikka paste and yogurt. And oh my gosh, they're delicious.
Now, what would you say to the people who say gas is cheating when it comes to barbecuing?
I'd say that there are always little cheats and little shortcuts that make your life slightly easier. And I think that's one of them.
I would agree. There's also no waiting time. With a gas barbecue, well, you turn it on and maybe 5 minutes and it's ready. With the coal,
exactly.
That was, I always used to forget to do it, forget to put the coal on and think, right, ready to cook. Oh, hang on, I haven't actually lit it yet. I've got at least an hour to wait until it's ready.
Yeah. And you have to really make sure it's hot and heated up. I mean, I don't think there's anything. I love the fact that you can barbecue on those little tiny mini throwaway barbecues and you can get, you know, a great dish from that. But, you know, you do have to be careful. You do have to make sure that those coals are really piping hot before you cook on it.